USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senators touted the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package over another hurdle late Sunday. A coalition of Democrats and Republicans pushing it closer to passage, perhaps by Wednesday. Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer.
The Senate has voted to advance the bipartisan infrastructure bill and bring debate on the substitute amendment to an end. I repeat that Democrats are ready and willing to vote on additional amendments to the bill before moving to final passage. Once again, that will require the cooperation of our Republican colleagues. I hope they will cooperate so we can move more quickly. Otherwise, we'll proceed by the book and finish the bill.
The United Nations released a report Monday that co-author Linda Mearns, a senior climate scientist at the U.S. National Center for Atmospheric Research, says, "I don't see any place that is safe, nowhere to run, nowhere to hide." End quote. USA Radio News.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Feeds Jerky at PistolFeedsJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Great Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolFeedsJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Feeds!
I made it myself. PistolFeedsJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
The United States Postal Service is going to intentionally slow down the mail. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The USPS finalized a plan to slow down some first-class deliveries starting October 1st as part of an effort to cut costs. The plan proposed by Postmaster General Louis DeJoy in March will revise the existing 1 to 3 day service standards to 1 to 5 days. The Postal Service saying that 61% of the first class mail would remain at its current standard. The federal agency saying delivery standards would be slower for about 7% of periodicals. DeJoy predicting in March that the Delivering for America plan would cut about $160 billion of the projected losses over the next decade. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The United States beat out China in the gold medal count at the Tokyo Olympics. Final count was 39-38. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President of the American Federation of Teachers, Randy Weingarten on NBC News, is calling for a vaccine mandate.
You know, I've been around the country this week. I was in Florida and Missouri as we were pushing a full court press for back to school. And the Delta variants are alarming. And the spread is alarming. So let me just be personal for a moment, which is that vaccines are the single most important way of dealing with COVID. We've always dealt with, or since 1850, we've dealt with vaccines in schools. It's not a new thing to have immunizations in schools. And I think that on a personal matter, as a matter of personal conscience, I think that we need to be working with our employers, not opposing them, on vaccine mandates. And so, you know, and all their vaccine policies. And so I said last week that I wanted to bring my leadership together, and we are this week, to, you know, revisit and to reconsider our policy that we passed in October about voluntary, that the best way to do this was to do it volitionally. Now, let me just say, my members have stepped up. 90% of the teacher members have actually gotten the vaccine. But I do think that the circumstances have changed and that vaccination is a community responsibility, and it weighs really heavily on me that kids under 12 can't get vaccinated.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.